It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're looking for insects on the milkweeds at the Audubon Sanctuary at Dodd Reservoir, about a mile west of Niwot. The reservoir is nestled into the curve at the intersection of Niwot Road and North 73rd Street. Park in the lot northwest of the lake, where a gravel path begins. We especially like to check the milkweeds for the colorful insects that munch on them, but are happily immune to the toxins. Best known are the monarch butterflies that only lay eggs on the milkweeds.
Here at Dodd Reservoir, we have a patch of about a quarter of an acre with hundreds of showy milkweed plants in it. We have found both monarch and viceroy butterflies on these milkweeds. Here goes a milkweed beetle now.
It's a bright orange, which is the don't eat me message.
Okay, so it just landed on this milkweed leaf. I think this is one of the prettiest beetles in North America, with its beautiful sort of soft orangish red color and black spots on the back. And of course, the red color tells you that you don't want to eat it because it's poisonous. And the reason it's poisonous is because its whole life cycle is on this milkweed plant: egg, larva, and adult beetle.
Whoops. You don't want to get too close too abruptly or it will fly away.
I photographed, I think, 35 beetle species on milkweeds. And it's amazing, something that's poisonous to us can nourish so many other critters. Let's see if we can find some monarchs or viceroys. What we're looking for here is a milkweed leaf that's clearly been chewed on by something. And that will lead us to a monarch caterpillar.
It's on the underside of the leaf that, if you're very, very lucky, you might find the monarch eggs.
That looks like that could be the work of a caterpillar. This leaf is about half chewed, but I don't see the caterpillar. Oh boy, you found... Our producer Shelley just found some eggs here, which I believe are monarch or viceroy eggs, on the underside of this milkweed leaf. So these eggs, in just a few days, will hatch into caterpillars. They'll grow to the size of half of your index finger, 2 inches long. Beautiful yellow-black striped caterpillars. Then they'll pupate. 12 days later, the monarchs will emerge. But these will be extra-large monarchs. This generation that comes out in September are larger than the others, and that makes it possible for them not only to fly all the way to Michoacán, but to turn around next spring and start flying back and fly maybe a third of the way back to Colorado before they lay eggs and die. Wow, we got our monarch eggs. Now let's find a caterpillar or a butterfly.
It's on the underside of the leaf that, if you're very, very lucky, you might find the monarch caterpillars.
Oh, found a monarch caterpillar. So we're going to take a good close look. This is an almost full-grown one. Beautiful, beautiful coloring. They're sort of alternating yellow stripes, white stripes, and black stripes. This one's just making its way up this leaf, looking for another leaf to chew on, but I'd say 2 or 3 days this is going to pupate. And this monarch caterpillar is going to Michoacán. Isn't that amazing? It's going to fly, what is that, 2,000 miles? We haven't seen any monarchs or viceroys. I was out here about 10 days ago and saw 4 or 5 viceroys and 1 monarch. And I think we may have just fallen in between the generations. That generation has laid their eggs, and so we've seen eggs and we've seen a caterpillar. So we'd have to come back in about 10 days, probably, to see the adults.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.